This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertley. We often hear statistics about families plunged into economic hardship, and the reasons are many. They range from bad luck to bad choices or even a bad economy. Today, as part of an occasional series called Making Ends Meet, VPR's Steve Zind introduces us to a couple who, in spite of their best efforts, found themselves struggling.
This is not a story of extraordinary economic hardship. It's something much more common and familiar. It's about a family living on a tight budget but getting by, how they suddenly found themselves unable to make ends meet, and how they responded. Pat Keough jokes that he, his wife Kathleen Brannon Keough, and their four kids learned how to make lemonade from lemons when times were at their worst.
Oh, sure. Right over here, these boys will help you out. Ben, this woman would like a lemonade.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturdays, Pat, Kathleen, and sons Noah and Ben greet customers at the bustling Burlington Farmers Market. The boys sell lemonade and herbal iced tea, while Kathleen sells herbal salves, oils, and balms she makes at their Fairfax home.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good. If you have any questions, just let me know. I make all these myself.
I love your stuff. Somebody.
Kathleen started selling at the farmers market nearly 20 years ago. The lemonade and herbal tea came along much later as a way to make extra money during the family's 6 years of financial hardship. Pat is in his late 40s, and Kathleen is a few years older. They grew up in Burlington. From the beginning of their marriage, the couple made out a monthly budget and stuck to it. As the family grew, the budget got tight, but they lived within their means. They were able to buy a home in Fairfax in 2004, but 18 months later, things began to unravel. Between 2006 and 2009, Pat was laid off at three different jobs. Then he injured his back, which kept him out of work for 6 months. The couple recalled those times one recent afternoon as they sat at their kitchen table.
And 6 months of unemployment, that was really difficult. That was really, really hard. And the next job he took was that almost 30% decrease in salary.
We had no fat in our budget to begin with. We didn't go out to dinner. We didn't go to the movies. We didn't buy our kids new clothes every school year, even when times were good.
I mean, we were already bare minimum. The only place you can really cut is groceries. I remember buying groceries was just anguish.
The family received some assistance from the Three Squares food program. They got Dr. Dinosaur health coverage for their kids, but went without coverage for themselves. Each month, the budget numbers turned a darker shade of red. They paid their bills on time, but they had to max out their credit cards and take out a second mortgage. During the day, Kathleen worked on building her herbal products business. She waitressed at night. The couple delivered phone books and newspapers to make some extra money. Sometimes they took turns attending their kids' school basketball games to save a few dollars on the admission charge. If they had to ask for help, they did.
And I had to call the president of the Little League organization and ask her if I could make the $35 payment for my son to play Little League in $10 payments.
During the tough times, which lasted for 6 years, help sometimes came unbidden from family and friends. They were open with their kids about the financial difficulties. An optimist by nature, Pat saw it as a character-building experience. He says every morning for 5 or 6 years, he got up and imagined he was a day closer to being better off instead of another day deeper into a financial hole.
And by doing that every day and committing to not giving up, you know, us staying together through it all rather than, you know, taking pot shots, blaming, you know, making excuses. This was our adversity.
Things began to turn around 3 years ago when Pat got a job selling industrial air compressors for a New England company. Today, they're able to live within their budget, and they hope to begin saving.
And this is the new addition of this house. This is, you know, from early this century, we think.
Standing in her living room, Kathleen says the past year has been the best in a long time. They can finally afford to rip out that brown carpet and repaint the dark walls that have been a fixture in their old Fairfax farmhouse since they bought it. And these days, life's surprises tend to be more pleasant ones.
We pulled up the carpeting to find this beautiful, well, we're not sure, maybe maple floor, but it's going to be gorgeous once we finish refinishing it.
Kathleen and Pat say they feel some anxiety about ending up back where they were, but they find comfort in the belief that having dealt with it once, they could weather it again. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.